When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? My name is Meg, and I am Myra, and we are Planners and Wine. We are at Go Wild Dallas.
We are
2024, the first real day. This is really exciting.
Really, really exciting. I was so close to say welcome back to another week. Welcome back to another Go Wild. if this is y'all first one, and thank y'all so much for spending the time with us here. We are so excited, and I'm ready.
Whose first Go Wild is it? Raise your hand.
Welcome to Go Wild. The full room, just about.
Okay, and who is in the Patreon crew? Can I hear something? If anybody does not know, we have the most amazing Patreon community on the planet. You guys are so supportive, and your t-shirts. And just the way y'all show out for us and have always shown out for us. And we just appreciate y'all so much.
We love y'all so much.
But yeah, has anybody never listened to Planners and Wine before?
Okay. Y'all in for a treat? Y'all in for a treat? That's okay. We're going to try to keep it like as traditional as the podcast, like we usually do, so y'all can get a little bit of taste. And after this, y'all can listen to the rest of the episodes. Yeah. So we can keep it as natural as possible.
It's never too late. We have 4 years worth of content for y'all. We done talked about everything under the sun. If you want to hear lots of like planner community stuff, you're going to have to go back a little bit.
Start, you know how you sort from oldest to newest. Just work your way up.
And don't judge us. And please don't comment about things we said 4 years ago. Okay. I don't remember. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. So
let's do it.
First things first, we have our pop culture segment.
Yes.
We got to talk about Gypsy Rose. Has anybody heard of Gypsy Rose? Y'all know I had to put her on here. Why is she already getting a divorce and getting matching tattoos with her ex-fiance? She's back with him.
Oh, ex-fiance.
The ex-fiance.
Wait.
Yeah.
It's two fiancés? No, it was a husband.
Look, Gypsy keep a man Blanchard, okay? She gonna stay with a boo no matter what, even in prison.
Cause she
met both of these men while she was in prison.
Okay. Okay.
That's a
shout out to Gypsy.
Salacious.
Why we getting permanent tattoos, though?
I don't know.
I feel like
that's a choice.
Yeah, it's like a kiss of death to get like matching tattoos. But you know what? She's out. She's living her best life, I guess. So kudos to her.
To them people.
I didn't know she had an ex-fiance.
She has an ex-fiance. It's just like them. Yeah. And it's just been a lot because like her ex, he has like a TikTok now. And he was like, thank y'all so much for the support. And then I was like, we don't care about you, sir.
We don't care about you. I don't know. I just feel like with him in this situation, and especially coming to TikTok too, like it kind of seemed a little, I hate to say clout chasey with Gypsy's situation, but that's the way it feels.
It's giving clout chasey.
Yeah, because I just don't understand what you need support for.
Yeah.
You're not the only person going through a divorce right now. I mean, I just don't, I mean, I get it's public, but I don't understand why we got a TikTok, but
I mean,
hey.
But at least Gypsy is off TikTok.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. And if anybody's not familiar with her situation, we're not going
to recount all that. No, we ain't got to go to that.
But Google is your friend.
Google it.
It's a lot. People have lots of strong opinions.
For sure. For sure.
And so.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Yeah, best of luck to Jip Jip.
Have you ever got have you ever got matching tattoos with a bae?
Not with a bae.
I mean,
No, I don't even know why I said that. I never have a matching tattoo before.
Would you now though? You're married.
No.
You still wouldn't?
No.
Me and my husband have talked about it, but we don't know what we would get. Probably something for our daughter or something.
I could see that. Yeah. I could see that, but no. I get it. Like, that's the common bound, and it's, you know, something that's happens, true. Y'all kids still, but
that's true.
No.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, speaking of kids, we got some really good news last night that Nelly and Ashanti are engaged and having a baby together.
Yay! I mean, I feel like this is a relationship everybody was rooting for.
I mean, talk about a spinning the block success story. Because if y'all don't know, Nelly and Ashanti dated for like a decade, literally like a decade ago. And they broke up, were broken up for a very long time, recently got back together. And Ashanti been bumping around for months, and we just been waiting on her to let us know that.
Yeah.
Like, we knew. Like, congratulations, but we knew, girl. You wasn't hiding that bump, sweetheart.
I'm happy for them, though.
I am
really happy for them. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think this is a relationship that everybody was rooting for, and it's nice to see, like you said, this spin a block success story.
When it worked out.
When it worked out, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, still rooting for them. Hopefully everything is well. And
hopefully it works out for Jip Jip, too, because she spinning the block.
She did. Let's hope for Spin the Block success stories.
Have you ever spun the block?
Absolutely not.
You can't just say no to all my questions.
I'm sorry. All of them are no. I haven't. Have you?
No. You get one chance.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's how we are on social media. You get one chance and then blocks.
Blocks. Protecting our peace.
The peace is going to be protected all the time, regardless. And it's no shade.
It's none.
Sometimes it's shade. Sometimes,
but yeah. You know, we wish you well.
Yeah.
On the other side of the block.
And speaking of blocks, y'all like our segue?
So good. It's always top notch.
So JT and Young Miami got into a Twitter spat.
I seen this. And I'm so excited.
Weren't you excited?
Excited that it happened? I'm just excited that I know what's in the pot. I'm not excited it happened. We don't have no summer. That's our summer music.
That's true. Yeah, I am perpetually online, so I always know what's going on. And
yes.
I love doing the podcast with Myra because I create the show notes, and I'm always filling her in. Because she just be in her own little world playing Switch and whatever she do.
And but I feel like I'm like the audience because sometimes they don't be knowing, and it's nice to get the like real raw reaction, you know?
Do I be breaking news to y'all?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, we here.
It just works.
Yes, it just works.
But yeah, back to JT and Young Miami. What? How y'all gonna break up on Twitter? Like, could y'all imagine if me and Myra were like publicly arguing with each other and was like, F the podcast in public? Who's doing that?
Y'all will watch though, right?
That would be so sad.
It's so sad to see. Like, y'all got each other's phone number and y'all on Twitter going back and forth.
I know. I would just come back to the podcast and be like, hey, y'all, it's Meg. Myra not here right now. So y'all saw why. It would be the saddest pop culture segment ever. It wouldn't be the same. That's what it... JT and Miami remind me of me and you, okay? That's why this cuts me deep. How can they do this?
I would never. I would never. I'll just call.
City girls for life. City girls for life. But yeah, I don't know if this... Does anybody know, has this situation been resolved or it has been resolved? Yes. Okay, give us the tea.
All I know is they made up and did a little tweet back to each other.
Not gonna get out of it.
They made up on Twitter?
Or X.
Yeah.
We do not recognize X. We do not recognize X. Okay. Well, damn. They done already made up.
Well,
that's less fun.
I mean, I feel like the theme of the show is spinning the block because everybody's that's spinning true. The block on everything.
That's very
but
true.
I love that for them. Yeah. I just hate that it was so public because y'all know we're going to watch. We're going to watch. Nobody want to see y'all fall out.
And
we're going to watch.
That spat really started because of like their stan pages. And for whatever reason, people have been like pitting them against each other for a very long time, which I'm very grateful that like in this community, like we've definitely had like some adversity, but nobody has ever really tried to like pit us against each other because they know it's not gonna work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like, because I know like duo podcasts do like the, like I'm thinking of Sibling Rivalry, if y'all listen to that, with Bob and Monet. It's like team bobbleheads, team Monet. I'm like, I don't really feel that because I'm team Meg.
Period.
All the way. So it's like, we can't have, we can't have teams.
Okay, the most separation that we have is just Slytherin and Hufflepuff. That's the only place that we draw our
Yeah, I can't go over
But
there.
We both
I'm
have, you have your Hufflepuff moments.
I do.
Do you remember Last Go Wild?
Last, what I do in Last Go Wild?
Okay. Oh my gosh. Do y'all remember? Okay, post secret, we're going to get a great session from Frank. Post secret again, if y'all were not at last year's Go Wild, it's okay. He's going to have a really, really great session. Either, I don't know if it's tomorrow or Saturday, whenever, but Myra was a puddle in a way I've never seen before.
In my defense, first. In my defense, I have not ate.
You didn't.
I barely slept. And it's like Frank was hitting all the notes. So I'm really excited for Frank this year. Yeah. If y'all see me crying, no, you didn't.
Somebody get some tissues, okay?
I did pack some.
For anybody who is new to Go Wild, y'all, Saturday, like, okay, like today we're like energetic, excited. Mm-hmm. You know, tomorrow's gonna be super fun. By Saturday, we're going to be crawling to the finish line. It's so fun. It's so good. But the energy is going to, at least for us, is spent.
Yeah, especially by the sessions. But I don't know what it is about playing Jamma. You just get so recharged. It's just a whole new feeling.
That's true.
And it's also like, okay, this is the last chance to like say our highs and, you know, it's open bar. It just gets you right back up. But that Saturday morning.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah. Frank got me. Frank did get me.
That was just your Hufflepuff side. You know what I'm saying? And that's
the 1%.
The 1%. Yeah. And sometimes my Slytherin side shows up.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Because I go there.
Yeah. And do.
And do. And will. But, you know, we try to keep it light.
Yeah, for sure.
Why the block button is really your best friend. It's no reason to be, like, going back and forth with people online. Like, it's just a waste of time. And it took us a couple years to really figure that out. Because,
And it's, you know, it's easy to want to, like, try to defend yourself. Because you know who you are. But, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody ain't for you, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, you might be the sweetest peach. But people like strawberries or something like that. Did I just make that up?
I think you made it.
Okay. But everybody ain't from you.
It's cute though.
Yeah.
We don't put that on a shirt. We don't put it on a t-shirt.
Okay.
I like that. We feel you though, girl. We with you.
Because I feel like that's where it comes from. Yeah. Like trying to like defend yourself. And you know who you are. And that you're a good person. And you know, maybe something came across wrong way to someone. And that's where the back and forth comes from. But sometimes you just gotta block and be like, be blessed.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Because sometimes people are just dedicated to misunderstanding you.
Absolutely.
And those are not the people that I'm gonna spend my time and energy explaining myself to. It's different if it's like a friend, a supporter who's coming at something like in a good faith way to talk about it. That's one thing. But if you just hear the tussle, I ain't doing that no more. Yeah. That is like so 2022 Meg and Myra. You know what I'm saying?
21.
Okay. We'll give you that.
I feel like we got better.
We have gotten better. But you're right. It comes from this urge to defend yourself and to make sure people are always understanding you, which is impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, people. Some people are just determined or just not gonna get it, and the girls who get it, get it.
And that, y'all know the girls who get it.
Period.
Y'all know the girls who get it. Let's get back to the show notes.
Okay. This is typical for us, it though. Is. You know.
It is. Okay, I wanted to play this TikTok for you guys because this is like the most awful, cringiest wedding vows I have ever heard in my life, and we gotta talk about them. Okay. Yes. Listener discretion is advised. Hopefully, y'all know if y'all listen to this podcast.
Yeah, seriously.
You just never know what we're gonna say, but we try our best. Don't listen with kids around. Is what I'm saying. Cause you never know. Let me see if y'all can hear this. Can y'all hear it?
Since the day we started talking, after falling through my bedroom window, with the hints I could tell you were the one for me. Then as time went on and I was falling deeper in love with you, I was and always will be one of the easiest people to please. Only two things are required to keep me happy: keep my belly full and my balls empty. Since the beginning, I was always told you I was going to make you the happiest woman in the world and give you everything I could possibly give. Well, today I'm taking a step further and giving you my last name of champions. No one deserves it more. With you and the girls by my side, I feel like I can conquer anything. Y'all make life worth living, giving every breath of every day a purpose. Life gets even better when the kids fall asleep and they tell me to come to the bedroom. Nothing's better than the sound of gang and headboards. America's going to learn a lot of things, but I feel that's only if you let it. Even if we fight, argue, or don't see eye to eye, something will never affect the way I love you. Marriage is something I take seriously and I only want to do once. After almost 10 years, I still stand by the fact that you're my soulmate and it will never change. After today, the only thing changing is me having to deal with the ring on my finger. You will forever have my heart, and that's a promise till death do we part. P.S. Since you're so good at making decisions like marrying me, you can choose whether tonight's going to end with being a toaster, strudel, or a Twinkie.
Oh my God.
Okay.
His mom was there.
First of all. Okay, wait. I forgot how bad that was, also.
It's horrible.
But also, his mother was the pastor. She was standing right behind them the whole time. Like y'all say. So, I know. Okay, so my question to y'all, would you still get married?
No. 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 No.
Why would he?
That's what I'm gonna head out.
Why would he think that was okay? Why would he think that was okay?
I mean, she's just a giggling, and it could be like, you know, defense, like, oh, you know, let me giggle, let me laugh
it
all.
Absolutely a defense.
Oh my God. I refrain from watching that. I feel like I should have been forewarned. I should have watched it before. Yeah.
The show notes be ready. A week, at least a couple days. A couple days in advance, and I'd be like, Myra, watch that TikTok. Myra, But you wanted to be surprised.
I wanted to hear with the people, and this is why I would never split the book.
Yeah,
this would just be a done deal for me.
I think she spun the block.
Yeah, she 10 yeah. years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. 10 knew, years. She knew. Yeah.
I want to know what her vows were.
I know.
Probably
just a script. I'm sure. I don't know her vows, but I doubt they were even close to as crazy as
it.
Okay. Like, why would you do that on your wedding day? So, okay, I brought this up because I feel like we've been seeing a lot on social media, like, the last couple years of, like, these instances, primarily, like, at weddings and stuff, where, like, the guy is, like, just out to embarrass his future bride.
The cake just, smashing.
And it's, like, there's a cute way to do certain things. Like, if he wanted to throw one little funny thing into the vows, okay, but all of that and, like, this explicit details about their bedroom life, and it was a lot. I would have been like, well,
the babies.
Not that. But if he talks like that in front of all their family and friends, he probably talks like that at home. And
I mean,
and she was so beautiful too. If y'all
so gorgeous,
I'll send it to y'all if y'all want to see it. So we can make it so much. I just want to support her. Okay, I was so messed up.
But I feel like at this point she's fine. You know, I feel like she's probably just accepted this is who he is. I don't know. It seems a little bit disrespectful to me, but it's.
But you know what?
Just a little.
That's another thing that has been coming up on social media a lot is when people have like problems with their partner, their spouse, or whatever, and they take it to the internet to talk about their issues. And then when the internet of strangers who do not know you or your relationship is like, girl, break up with him. Like, what's going on? Like, why would you be with him? Then they get defensive and mad. Which is why you don't need to be telling your business on the internet. Yeah.
That's true. They posted this. This was from...
This is a professional videographer posted that.
Oh. Shout out to the vendor. This is about to get some views.
They really did. They really did. They was like, we need the engagement upload.
I mean, it was clear. The video was clear. So, I mean, y'all looking for somebody in that area.
I mean, and what do you do if that's, like, your friend, your cousin, your sister? Like, what do you do? And you're, like, standing beside them.
Like, as a
them?
Parent, too. I don't know. I as the pastor just standing there, I probably would have.
I mean, his mom was, like, nudging him a lot. Like,
stop it, kind of. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, she was. I would have refused to continue.
I don't think I could have did that. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Wow.
You would have caught a face full of flowers.
Yeah.
Something would have got thrown.
But you know, the best part of listening to that is seeing you guys' faces.
It just kept getting worse.
I was like, should I have not played this? I was like, y'all are mortified. As you should be.
Wow.
Keep your relationship off the internet, please.
Please. I mean, they're adults if they're okay with it, but maybe it just shouldn't have been shared.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Last pop culture thing we got to talk about is this is actually involving a podcast and another podcast stealing a podcast name.
Ooh. Okay. I love the collective.
So, is anybody familiar with the show Pretty Little Liars?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a podcast called A Pretty Little Podcast. It was started like 2 years ago. Two, you know, super big fans of the show. Been, I think they rewatch the podcast and talk about the episodes and stuff. And it's gotten quite a following over the past couple years. Well, two of the stars from Pretty Little Liars decided to start a podcast recapping the show, because we've seen a lot of these recap podcasts from the actual stars starting to pop up. And they decided to name theirs Pretty Little Podcast, just without the Pretty Little Podcast. And I don't know if any of y'all have ever started a podcast, but we will let y'all know. I think the number one thing you need to do is like Google and make sure nobody else has that name.
Yeah.
Which there's just no way that these two people who have a whole production team behind them, there's no way that they didn't know that this other podcast existed, even though they are claiming that they did not know the other podcast existed.
It's the dropping the A for me and being like, that's different. I just feel like, especially since they are the bigger name in the situation, they probably just thought, you know, we'll take it. We were on the show. We were the actresses
they
on
like,
here.
Ain't nobody going to worry about that.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say anything.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I've seen it happen before with other podcasts, but I think with the way like TikTok and social media is now, like it's so easy for the little guy to have a voice.
Yeah.
And yes. Now they're already the, you know, the actresses podcast. They're already putting their show on the wrong foot because I love Pretty Little Liars. Mm-hmm. I probably would have been interested in hearing their perspective of it.
Right.
But now I have this bad taste in my mouth that you just took it from the little guy. Like, yeah. Everybody knows how it feels to be the little guy in the yes. situation. So why would I go listen right. to your show now? Right. Like, I just don't.
And now fans of the original podcast have started commenting mm-hmm. and adding them and saying, hey, y'all are suing this name. Yeah. This isn't cool. And it's like, this is that how they're starting off their podcast. It's just not cute.
Yeah. So what, they just cute. Trying to let the heat die
well,
down?
Well, they have reached out. The new podcast has reached out to the original podcast mm-hmm. and saying, hey, we didn't realize that y'all podcast is already there. We would love to have y'all on the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's no
block.
Block. There's no way they didn't.
And know. They're like, it's too late for us to change the name because we've already recorded episodes and have a production team.
It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not.
It's not too late.
Yeah, I think they just thought they were going to be able to get away with it yeah. in that situation. And that sucks because it's like, it's so many other names that they could have just ran with.
Yeah. I mean, we've dealt with a situation where somebody tried to take our name.
Yeah.
It wasn't another podcast,
but similar.
Yeah, like when we first started our very first year, we started in June, and then in like August, somebody popped up having like Planners and Wine IG lives and, yeah. and Zooms and stuff, and so that was
what
a time.
Yeah,
yeah. But what I mean, it was obviously really different from this situation because mm-hmm. we were just starting out. They were just starting out. I think what did we do? I think we took over the hashtag.
We did take over the hashtag by posting stuff. We kind of petty for that. But yeah. We just started putting the hashtag on pretty much everything.
And
so,
we went back to some old posts. And
yeah.
The
yeah.
So
yeah.
If you looked up Planners and Wine, you would just see ours.
Yeah.
We don't do that no more.
And
that.
I think
that
they took the domain too. So we.
Literally the day.
The day.
That we were going to get plannersandwine.com mm-hmm. the day it had just been purchased, that exact day. Because you can see, you yeah, can look when, it up and mm-hmm. see when it was purchased. It was
like within
day.
Hours.
It was
yeah.
crazy. So, and they were like, they didn't even do anything with it. It would just sit on the website, like, if you want this, you can buy it for like $800. We were like, no.
We'll wait.
But Myra, being the petty queen that she is, she literally set like a Google Calendar reminder for like a year so that when the, like, so if they didn't renew the podcast, like the URL, mm-hmm. then it would be available.
Yeah. We had a listener reach out too.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Who and they were like, it's available. So far.
I think it was a Patreon crew. I think it was a Patreon crew person.
Shout out to the Patreon.
Yeah. So we were able to get it. It's crazy.
More of the story is to Google it.
Google it.
A real quick Google.
Yeah.
See what's out there. I wouldn't even want anything like remotely close. Like anything yeah. that would like confuse me with someone. Like if it's just one or two words off, just scrap it and come up with something different. Yeah. And I get being connected to a name and, you know, you envision mm-hmm. the podcast or Instagram, whatever it is. But if it's already out there, why would you want to tie yourself to it?
I know. Big or small.
Big or small. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, create your own lane.
Create your own lane.
Yeah.
Cultivate a rebrand.
Cultivate a rebrand. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So now we're going to get into our Q&A segment.
Ooh.
You guys can ask us questions if you want to know more about us, the planner community, what we know, our podcast. Give us your questions. Raise your hand if you have one. Cynthia?
My question is, what other podcasts out there do you guys listen to or aspire to? Like, what kind of helps you think about what the vision to grow in?
Oh, I love that question.
I love it.
So, probably one of the first podcasts I ever listened to was The Read, mm-hmm. Kia Fury and Crystal.
Yes.
And literally, I've been listening to them since the beginning. I think I found them when they were maybe like 10 episodes in or something. Mm-hmm. And I just went back and started listening to the rest of it. And that really just like ignited like my love of podcasting. Mm-hmm. Like having two friends and their banter and their back and forth and they're, you know, talking about things that I cared about as a Black woman as well. Mm-hmm. So definitely The Read is just my all-time favorite goals of a podcast. And I just love this book. And it just met Beyonce. It's so cool.
It's like we met Beyonce. I feel like I met Beyonce. It's only like 2 degrees of separation, so we officially met her.
We'll say that.
But yeah, I would agree with that as well. I feel like that's the first podcast that we kind of like bonded over too.
Yes.
And you know, one of the things that we're like, oh, we really love podcasts. But yeah, that's definitely the inspiration, not the only inspiration, but mm-hmm. definitely kind of who we look up to when it yes. comes to our podcast is The Read for sure.
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, I listen to like The Daily by the New York Times. That's how I get a lot of my news and stuff. I used to be very into true crime podcasts, but I kind of am not so much nowadays. It got a little dark. And you know, listening to a true crime podcast in your car and it's late at night and you're driving, yeah, it was making me hella paranoid. I just always started thinking, somebody's following me. Somebody's going to murder me. I need to make sure that I'm safe. Like, it got me paranoid, so I had to get away from that.
Yeah. I love The Read. Another one I love is called the Black Eye Who Tips podcast. It's a married couple duo, very pop culture, comedy mm-hmm. kind of podcast. I love Civil and Rivalry. I talked about it earlier. Those are my
top. Also, Higher Learning. Myra hates that podcast, but I love it.
What did you say earlier? Viewer discretion divided.
Listener discretion.
I get why you like it. I totally get why you like it, but yeah.
Thank you for the question.
Yeah.
Stranger Cynthia, who I've been talking about. Any other questions?
Yes.
If Go Wild is held in Atlanta, will you believe that Atlanta exists?
Okay.
I think that question was to you.
Oh, me. Okay.
And we'll get some background.
Sure. She asks if Go Wild 2025 is in Atlanta, will I believe Atlanta is a real place?
Backstory. A lot of stuff be happening in Atlanta. Okay.
Keith Lee.
It's unreal.
What else happened in Atlanta?
The clam. Nah, the oyster girl.
Oyster girl.
Yeah. A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff just happens in Atlanta.
But no shade from Atlanta.
Yeah, no shade. Risa Tisa is Atlanta.
Risa Tisa.
So yeah, I just
random man from Atlanta.
Random man.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Ryder with Julie in Atlanta.
Yeah, so I'm just, that's kind of the running thing with me. I just don't believe it is a serious place. It really exists. It's La La Land. And the short answer is no. I can't. It's just so unserious. We'll be outside of Atlanta, like, what is it, like Duluth? Is that
you don't know that?
I don't know.
She's planning, but they
Duluth is real. We can go with that.
They know not to tell us nothing. We be talking. Next question.
What's the story that started your guys' friendship? How we got you guys first, and now how we get the beautiful friendship that we see on the podcast?
That's a good question.
I love that question. So, long story short, we both used to work at a very ghetto place. And you know what? It's called.
Oh,
I'm airing them out. But if the podcast, I take back everything I said. Okay, so it was crazy. So both me and Myra got hired in the same department, even though she was in Ohio and I was in Dallas, Texas at the time. Mm-hmm. And they flew us to
Spokane, Washington
for a training. Totally unnecessary.
Completely.
We were literally online for like the majority of the training, mm-hmm. like in the training room or whatever. But that's how we ended up meeting or whatever. And literally, I remember the first thing I said to Myra, I think you had like some like clip in like curly extensions or whatever, and I like recognize the brand. Isn't this just a black woman thing?
Yes.
Like, girl, look at your hair.
I said, I got some of those.
So we just clicked, and then obviously after the training, she went back to Ohio. Yeah. I went back to Texas. And we just stayed in touch because we both had that job for a little bit after that. We just stayed in touch, and it just ended up we had a lot of similar life things going on at the same time. We got engaged around the same time. We got married around the same time. We had our first baby around the same time. So we were just always connected on these things. And like I said, it really wasn't like a regular talking all the time or anything until we both discovered the planner community. And she was the only person else that I knew who knew what the fuck a happy planner was.
So, I'm glad that she said we, because you usually blame it on me. So I love that. Growth.
I'm taking ownership.
Yes.
But yeah, so then we just started talking all the time. Like, we would be calling each other when we was driving around to Michael's and Joanne
Run.
Looking for the new releases.
You got the SKU number.
We would, one of us would find stuff and mail it to the other one. So we really just connected because of this crazy planner community.
For sure.
And then in 2020, we were like, somebody need to be saying the things that aren't
somebody
being said.
It's a lot.
And we were always just having these same conversations.
For sure.
On the phone. Like, girl, can you believe how they turned? Can you believe EC did this? We need to. So we were like, you know what? If nobody else, because it just felt, especially in 2020, that the planner community was very PC.
Very
PC. And it felt like black women of color were just really being just overlooked because it was this, oh, it's fairy tale land where race doesn't matter. And you and you love a happy planner. I love a happy planner. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but we can still be who we are and share that connection with each other and still be proud of who we are and still talk about who we are. And that's
for sure.
Okay, so.
Yeah, because I think a lot, also speaking of stuff that's unreal, 2020 didn't exist either. But I feel like we kind of back in, you know, the unknown times, we were kind of just like, here's my stickers, here's my spread, that's it. But the planners are tools to like navigate our life. Like, race is a part of my life, regardless. Yeah. Like, it's a huge part of our life. And stuff that's going on in the world is a part of us. And we had to have the conversations about what we were actually navigating in our planners. Even if you're like journaling in your planners and navigating your thoughts, like, it's not just pens and paper. Like, it's cute, stickers cute, we love it, but it's more and it's deeper than that.
Right.
And I love like the direction since 2020, like the community has came from that and being open to talk about things, to even just seeing people face on their feet. Like that was unheard of. Like you just knew like, oh, you know, that's Meg's spread. Like, but you never would really know what
the
they look like. Yeah.
Yep.
So getting to know the person behind the planner and that direction that we took with this community is just so beautiful to see.
Yeah. I mean, truly, like, I don't know if anybody in here, I know some of y'all are new to Go Wild. I don't know if anybody in here is maybe, like, new to this community.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot going on sometimes. But if you just really just focus on the things that, like, matter in this community, it's just such a special place, and you just are able to find, like, literally I have found my soulmates because of this community. Like, my friends, like the people who I hope I want to be 80 years old still at fucking Go Wild with you know what I'm saying? Because I would still be turning up on the playing gym with dance floor, bad hip and all, I don't care. And that just means so much to me. So it's like, once you can get past all the bullshit that happens in the community and you can just really find your people, like, it's just so it's special.
It is special. It is special.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Thank you for that question.
Yes.
Anybody else have a question? Julie.
What is your favorite episode that you have recorded to date? And it's okay if it's the one that I was on.
You know what? Besides the one that Julie was on. Damn, that's a hard question.
I gotta give it to BJ.
Okay.
Our first one.
Yeah.
I feel like, I'm not be getting emotional too, But I look up to VJ. The 1%. I just look up to VJ so much. I'm so excited to see her on stage tomorrow. If y'all were at Shop Summit, I'm sure y'all got a treat. She just spoke so much. Yes. She always speaks so much into whoever she speaks to. Yeah. And just to kind of have that conversation and be able to share it too. And a lot of people like were really excited for the episode and you know, told us how much they love it. So that's probably one. It's hard to pick just one.
Okay, so we actually have a lot of people who have been guests on our podcast in here. So I'm not gonna pick none of y'all.
Tisa.
Because I don't play favorites.
I'm back here.
Okay. Cynthia, Danny, Lord. Okay. So, I would have to say probably the Planner Geddens. And if y'all are new to the podcast, y'all gonna have to go way back. But those are really the, I think those episodes are really what like really brought the show to life, because it was just in real time. Like when, you know, the stuff with EC happened in 2020, like we had a podcast and we were able to talk about it and react about it in real time. And I'm sorry if the audio quality ain't the best. That
was it was like 2-3 episodes in, so please forgive us.
Literally. Cause, and then also, like, we got to talk about, you know, George Floyd and that whole situation. And I just remember having such a visceral reaction to that. Like, I had never been so upset about something happening to somebody that I had no idea who this person even was.
Yeah.
And to have a platform to be able to, like, talk about it and react about it and have people who resonated with that and were happy that we weren't just talking about stickers and stationery and stuff, but we were talking about real life shit because it's affecting us. And if it's affecting me, it's affecting my planner. So that stuff matters. Yeah. So it was very special to be able to have a platform then to talk about it.
That's a good answer.
Thank you. It took me a minute. It took me a minute. I had to think back. Any other questions? Don't be shy. Arisa? Yes, ma'am? Not Tisa?
If you guys were starting over, like starting your podcast next week, what would be the first thing you would do? Or, I mean, I guess not next week, but if the planning started, you know, that kind of stuff happens first. But what would be the first thing? Like, what, you know, what are some of the things that you guys, you know, learned as you kind of went through the process?
Oh,
that's a good question.
Oh, good question.
I think the first thing that comes to my mind is our name. Yeah. I wouldn't want to have planners in the name because it's just so specific. And I feel like now that we've opened ourselves up to talking about so many other things, I would want our name to be less specific so that we would have room, because we actually got a lot of, like, not backlash, but a lot of pushback when we initially, like, changed the direction of the show last year of people being like, oh, y'all aren't talking about planners as much. And I'm like, girl, how many releases can we discuss? I mean, are you on the EC email list? Like, I can't give you any more info. So we wanted to change the direction and just talk more about what we're all, like, again, this is a situation where our conversations with between ourselves and our friends is just melding into the podcast, and we're just opening that up to everybody too.
So, it's funny that that was a bit of a pushback. Not too much though. Because I feel like we even started out the show being more than just planners. But yeah, I would agree with that, because even if people are just seeing our name, they kind of have this idea of what the show is going to be, and it's a little bit more than that. I will also say, I think it's really important to be a podcast fan before starting a podcast, or even if it's like starting a YouTube, like being someone who watches YouTube and understands, okay, here's the edits, or, you know, listen to podcasts, here's how banter works. And because people can tell that.
Yeah.
People can tell if you just was like, I guess I'll start a show today. I got something to say. Yeah, which, sure. I mean, if you do pop off, but research and really become a fan of podcasts and understanding banter and timing and segues.
And consistency.
Yes. You have to be, because it's hard. I feel like our favorite podcast, like The Read, makes it seem so easy, but it is work. It is work. Yeah. You may lose audio, something might mess up, getting topics, uploading, putting it on the internet.
you promoting sick, it. Your friend, your baby sick or whatever. Yeah. And yeah,
it's work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah. And yeah, just realizing that you have to be ready for it.
Right.
And
right.
Most, I think it like researched it, like most podcasts don't make it past like 8 episodes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What we sitting at?
Girl, I don't even know.
At least 100.
A lot.
I'm just saying.
It's been a lot of
at least 100.
It's been a lot of episodes.
But it's being willing to put the work in, because it's not just turning the mic on and just talking.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff that goes on behind it for sure. And just be ready for that. And if it's, you know, find out that it's not for you, that's okay.
Yep.
But consistency definitely is key.
Consistency is absolutely key, because it's like you could build an audience, even if it's just 5 or 10 people listening to your podcast, and you become a part of their daily lives. Like, some of the best feedback I love getting from the show is people like, I listen to y'all every day on the way to work, and I'm listening to old episodes and stuff. So you really start to matter to people, and you want to show up for them. You know, that's why when we have a week where we're not feeling it or we don't feel good, we're like, oh, we gotta record today. Like, no, like, we owe y'all. We're gonna show up and we're gonna do the best we can, and we're gonna turn it on, and it always works out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so many times where we're just dreading doing something, dreading an interview or whatever, and then we do it and we're like, I feel bad for bitching about
it.
Yeah.
It's
so
always
fun.
A good time. Yeah, and you have to enjoy, like, if you're picking a certain topic, be sure it's something that you can talk about for hours.
Yes.
It has to be something you can enjoy, because for those moments, like you said, like, oh, I don't feel like doing this, what pushes us is that we love this. We love doing this.
Yeah.
And it's going to get you through the key to you, that consistency.
Yep, exactly. Next question. Oh, okay, in the middle with the hat, please. I love your hat.
So, as we all know, our younger generation, they are very tech savvy and, you know, social media savvy. Mm-hmm. So, our question is, do you all ever do any kind of reaching back to the younger, like, high school individuals or young adults to talk to them about their abilities and how they can take some of, like, what they're doing on, like, you know, their posts and things like that, but how they can develop it into maybe podcasts or other things, so that they can create positive things that they can develop.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
We have done that, but it's funny because it's like, our podcast is like, it for the most part right now, it still exists mostly within the planner community bubble, and we're trying to move outside of that bubble, and that's definitely something we could look into to help facilitate that. I mean, not that I want, you know, people, kids listening to the show or anything, but I think it is important to spread the message that if you have something to say, you don't have to wait for somebody else to say it. You say it.
Yeah.
You say it. You have the tough conversations. Mm-hmm. You take the criticism that comes from doing that in public. Like, you don't have to wait for other people to do it. Because if we would have waited, we would still be waiting.
Yeah. So,
I love that. Thank you for that.
Be the representation.
The representation. Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's an amazing thing to think about and to potentially get into, for sure. I love that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Any other questions? Cynthia, who I've never talked to before a day in my life.
I don't see any other hands up, so my question is, tell us how to join the Patreon.
Yeah. Oh! See, it's like we met her before.
I know. It's as if she was on the show or something. It's as if she's in the Patreon. But you know what? Honestly, I think this is a cool opportunity because we have a lot of our patrons here. So if one of our patrons want to come up and just kind of tell the people about the Patreon community and why you love it so much, I think that's the best testimony of all. I mean, we can give you a link all day, but you want to
hear it from me.
Sasha, I see you. You know this. Danny. Both of y'all.
You go.
You don't never need anybody to engage
with you.
Go ahead.
So definitely join the Patreon group. We have a Facebook group where we are in there every single day. We don't just talk about our planners. We talk about real life things. Mm-hmm. We talk about our day to day, what we're reading, what happened at work, and you can just, it's like hanging out with a group of your friends. So yeah. If this is your first go wild, whether it's not your first go wild, if you plan on coming back, if you join the Patreon, all your friends will be there next year.
Mm-hmm.
So join the Patreon.
I love that. Thank you, Kyle. And also, Sasha will pure pressure you into buying like new planner covers. So that's all.
I got the picture for you so you could see it.
See? Look. She ready?
There we go.
Definitely. I mean, I'm not a fan of the podcast at all. I just think, you know, like, go wild right now. There's like 1,700 plus people here. I don't know if anyone else has ever felt this way. Like, the planner community is big. It's small, but it's also really big. And I remember when I first found the planner community, I felt a little lost. Just like, I don't know, maybe I'm going to hang out with these people. Maybe these people, I don't know. What hashtag, I don't know. And then I found Planners and Wine, and it was like, oh, these are my people. This is my home. These are the planners I want to steal stickers from. These are the people I want to have late night conversations with.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are here right now, you're like, thank you for saying that. Like, that's what I needed from the planner community. And the Patreon is that times 10 all the time. So I absolutely love having that immediate connection, that private space, that like safe bubble where I can talk about being a planner, but also all the other things that come with existing in a world in 2024. So I absolutely love Planners and Wine. That is my planner community. So I'm so grateful, and I'm shaking it up.
Oh!
He's the young.
But yeah, plannersandwine.com. You get links to our merch, our Patreon. If y'all want to join it, we'd love to have you. But if not, I hope that we have a couple new listeners. If nothing else, and I hope y'all don't stop listening because of that TikTok. I really forgot it was that bad. I'm Hufflepuff.
Yes.
I'm Hufflepuff. But yeah, I think the last thing we want to do is a little raffle just to say
thank you
to you guys for coming and signing up. And we have so many amazing brands that we have been introduced to that we've been able to have on the podcast who were so generous to donate $100 gift cards for you guys.
Y'all in the place to be.
Yes. So we're gonna call out some numbers. The first brand is the Amazing Plum Paper. We have two $100 gift cards for Plum Paper. So if your number is called, go to the lovely Laura over there. She will get your email address, and we will email you your gift card after Go Wild, because, y'all, it's a lot going on right now. Give us a Tuesday, please. Okay. Also, guys, real quick before we start, a bunch of our amazing Patreon crew have on our merch shirts. If y'all want to stand and, like, show the people and support the podcast, be the representation, live, ask me about my favorite podcast, Big Planner Energy. Yes, we have our collab shirt with the beautiful Danny Planzig. All the proceeds from his shirt are going to be donated to a LGBTQ+ charity.
Yes.
Please support. Okay, we ready? Okay, Myra's going to pick the first one. Okay, for the first $100 gift card to Plum Paper.
Must be present to win.
okay.
Not the rules going
up. All right, at 312015. Yeah! Oh, go to Lore. That's the Plum Paper, Lore. Plum Paper number one. Y'all, this is really a family event because we literally have our best friends like helping us do all
yes.
Okay, y'all ready? Oh, wait. Should we wait on Laura to get it? No. Well, okay. No.
That's it.
Girl, we saw the real. All
right.
So this is Plum Paper.
Number two.
All right. 312015.
7.
Y'all, we promise that this is not fixed. It is not at the end of the Patreon. I swear, we would not do y'all fixed. We forgot that part.
Okay.
That's for prom paper number 2, Laura. Okay. The next one is a $100 gift card to No Teeth. No Teeth?
Okay. I'm so excited for y'all. Okay. 3, 1, 2, 0, 8, 1.
Oh. Yay! Congratulations. Go to Laura. There you go. That's for No Teeth?
No Teeth?
Okay. The next one is a $100 gift card to Cloth and Paper.
Put this one back?
Yeah. No. I don't know. Don't. I'm going to get this one.
Just take it up again.
Or just keep it.
Keep it. Okay, that is so unfair.
Okay. All right.
Somebody can have a problem with you.
She right there. Her name is
2080.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah! Girl, her name is Kendra. She right there. Girl. Okay, the next $100 gift card is to Archer and Olive.
Ooh. Okay, I got 3, 1, 2, 0, 7, 9.
Y'all just get it. See, get it. We got another one. We got another one.
Another one?
Yep. The last one is another $100 gift card to Archer and Olive. One more. This is the last one, y'all.
Okay, it's 312016.
Yay!
This
is going to
be
a tea.
We're
gonna be on the planet,
gonna go
out. Okay, don't try to be going on the Go Wild app talking about it was fixed for the patrons, okay? It was not. Oh my gosh. Damn, maybe my tickets were lucky.
I told you guys I gave out the lucky tickets.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks, Danny.
I was just holding the
box. Okay. Thank y'all.
Thank you so much
for supporting us. If you're in the Patreon, hang out because we're going to take a big picture. But we appreciate y'all so much. If y'all want to get pictures or anything, come say hi.
Yeah,
we're going to be bopping around
we'll be
all weekend.
Yes.
And
I hope y'all enjoy.
Yeah.